People are still being rescued from flooded homes in Houston. Many evacuees arrived at the convention center in downtown Houston. In 2 days, the population there grew from 5,000 to 10,000, more than officials intended. KRA's Christopher Connolly says people showed up with few possessions, just what they could carry as they evacuated neighborhoods for safety.
This is all going to go down to the last exhibit room.
All day long, people streamed past loading docks and empty trucks at the back of the convention center, hauling bulging bags of donations into the cavernous exhibition rooms that have been turned into dormitories. Each donated item is added to the massive piles to be sorted and handed out to thousands of people displaced by the storm.
Piles can go over where the pets are as well because they have showers over there.
Okay. Jennifer Miller and her friends came with plastic bags filled with diapers, dog food, tampons, bedding, anything they could think of. Miller says she's lucky because the floods spared her this time.
My family house flooded in Tropical Storm Allison, so I know what it's like to lose pretty much everything. So yeah, just definitely wanted to come and try to help if I could.
Evacuees wait in line for donated clothes, toiletries, shoes.
10 and a half in men. 10 and a half in men.
These are the basic necessities that the floodwaters stole. Demetrius Washington is in line for cartons of packaged foods. He came with his mother on Sunday after his home in the Lakewood neighborhood flooded. He'd been worried since he'd lost contact with his grandmother during the storm.
I seen on the news that her neighborhood got flooded and everything, and I stopped watching because I got depressed.
But this morning, his mother Ramona got a text message. It was his grandma. She was at the convention center, and now he's searching for her among seemingly endless rows of green army-style cots.
Getting that text message and her saying that she's here, I mean, I feel relieved now. I know she's all right.
Washington's friends Lee Benford and Crystal White say what a lot of people here have been saying. They didn't think it would get like this, that the flooding would be so bad. They hunkered down to wait it out, like officials advised, but the rain was unrelenting, the bayou near their house spilling over its banks.
And the water was just
rushing in the house. Yeah.
The sound of the rain on their tin car park roof was deafening. Inside, they watched their belongings floating in the floodwaters, panic rising with the water. Finally, a neighbor with a boat saved them.
And he came and got us out. That was our only means because the water was passing my mailbox.
It was all the way to the bottom of our window.
Benford says he's never seen anything like this, but for Crystal White, it was all too familiar. It was a dozen years ago today. She was in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit Louisiana.
And it's just like a repeat again. Today marks 12 years, so it's devastating. And to lose everything else again and start all over, I mean, it's very hard, you know. And I'm trying to just stay focused and positive, but it's just too much, you know.
White says she does feel lucky her children were at her mom's house this weekend, 4 kids, all between 5 and 10 years old. But this brings back painful memories of just how hard her family had to struggle to rebuild lives in a city full of strangers after Katrina.
Honestly, to me, it just feel like, I mean, I don't know, it's like giving up. I'm not like, I don't know what else to do.
Her husband also feels lost.
I never been through this before. I'm supposed to be the man, supposed to be the one she can look up to. And I just thank her for being strong, and I was able to lean on her. You know,
I was.
I don't know. I just hope everybody be okay, because this was hard.
By the day's end, with the convention center past its capacity and need continuing to grow, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner announced a second massive shelter just a few blocks away. In Houston, I'm Christopher Connolly.